This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
John Yang says, Chris Greer said injury concerns won't stop them from drafting or signing or trading for players, but yet injuries devastated us this year. Yeah, John Yang, you're right. But guess what? Brandon Jones wasn't injury prone. Neither was Nick Needham. Neither was Jonathan Ogbah, really. I mean, a bunch of guys got injured that normally don't get injured. Oh, and by the way, the guy that does get injured, Teron Armstead, played. He even played for the playoff game, the injury-prone guy. The injury-prone guy, Chubb, he was in the club, and he was on the field. So he did play. The only real injury-prone guy that was on the injury list and didn't play was Tua. Most important guy, by the way. But, you know, that's where, you know, John, you're probably half Cuban, and you're exaggerating. Because mostly it's about bad luck. Trent Williams was about bad luck. That's just the way it goes, dude. Brandon Schell, second to last game, gets injured. Just bad luck, man. Austin Jackson was not injury prone. Austin Jackson just was bad. And then he was actually having a good camp and a good preseason, and then he had the high ankle injuries. You see what I'm saying, John Yang? You know what the problem is, John Yang? You're a parrot. You repeat the same thing other misinformed people say, and then you keep repeating it, but you don't actually go back and take inventory of your statement to see if it's actually accurate. Now, what your statement should be, John Yang, is, dude, why does he sign Armstead or draft Tua when everybody knows those guys are injury prone? You want to ask that? That's a legitimate question. Okay? But you say about injury, you make it sound like everybody was injured and everybody's injury prone. And that's not true. The three injury prone players, two of them were playing in your playoff game. They found a way to suit up. By the way, Chubb actually might have played his best game that last game, which is crazy. So you gotta look for the facts, my brother. That's the problem is too many of you are lazy and you repeat the same thing somebody else says. And then you just don't really look at it and think for yourselves. We have too many people in this world that don't think for themselves. They just follow like sheep, and they don't really understand what the hell is going on. Okay?